sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, good to see you again. How have you been?
I'm well. Good morning. Happy spring.
Happy spring. And it is spring fever, spring madness, spring crazy out there.
My favorite season, Dave. And if you've never felt spring fever, and we've teased about the spring fever every year, but if you've never felt spring fever, once you get it, it's undeniable. Mm-hmm. You're ready for the next chapter. You're ready to either clean up the debt and refinance, or you're ready for the next house, or you're ready just to start saving money and not spend so much money on interest. Dave, do you know that the interest rate affects so many things? People just say, yeah, it's 3%, it's 4%, it's 5%. I got a good rate. Next time I'll get a better rate. The interest drives so many factors besides just the interest rate. Mm. The interest rate drives your payment. So the higher the interest rate, that's simple, but the higher the interest rate, the higher the payment. So I'm thinking of the after-tax dollars that we're all living on. The higher the interest rate, the higher the payment. The other thing is the higher the interest rate, the more amount of your payment is going towards your interest rather than your principal. So at the end of the term, Dave, we're owing more money than we should be. Mm-hmm. What ends up being then is more payments over a longer period of time. And it's kind of that hamster wheel. And people say, well, what can I do, Carrie, to get the best interest rate? All I do is mortgages. I get lots of calls on farm land, bare land loans, like lot loans or consolidations. I don't do any of that. I have an expertise in mortgages. So if you're owner-occupying or have a rental property, a small acreage, a residential property, and you're looking for the best rate so that you can pay the least payments over the shortest period of time and keep the most money in your pocket, I have a solution for you. Mm. And it's the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage.
You know, I find it fascinating too, because recent reports and everything else coming out about millennials and how concerned are they going to be able to get homes. And in a lot of cases, I think it's the parents. It's the aunts and the uncles who go, hey, listen, you got to go talk to Carrie.
I get most of my business from the radio through those folks. So it's the moms and dads and the aunts and uncles and the grandparents that hear me year in and year out and understand the cost savings. You know, I think about my son. He Austin is just finishing grade 12 going into university, and I am full of advice for him. No, really, I am.
Yeah.
And I want him to avoid some of the mistakes that I made. And that's the same thing with our kids and a mortgage. I want the best for him. I've already traveled that road. I want him to avoid the things that maybe that could slow him down or hold him up or detour him. Same thing with our kids and buying a house. Folks, we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on our first time home. My parents didn't do that. And the generations before us didn't do that. Yes, interest rates were high. You know, my parents lived in a time when the interest rates, when I was a young child, the interest rates were, you know, in that almost 20% range.
Mm-hmm.
So they've lived it. They've felt the pinch. So what they want for the generation that is coming up is to keep your payments low, to do it smart, rather than going the long way around the mountain when you don't necessarily need to do that payment wise. There's been some changes, Dave. I want to just talk about some basic things. Get calls still every day on saying, Carrie, I heard I need 10% down for my first home, or now that I've already been a first time homeowner, I can't buy with 5% down. Folks, that's a myth. You can buy a property, whether it's your first or your 10th house, with 5% down payment as an owner-occupied property. So if you're sitting on the fence going, oh, we can't do it because we don't have 10%, you don't need 10%. Give me 5%, and I've got the sweetest rates right now. The interest rates have changed. CMHC has increased their premiums just a little bit. They increased those premiums in March. I'm going to give this information out. It's not mind-boggling, but on a $350,000 mortgage, your payment with the CMHC increase is about $6.60 more a month.
So it's not backbreaking. It's not, oh, that's it. All bets are off.
Right. I don't think it should detour your plans because the CMHC fees have increased a little bit. What you want to do is you want to be able to know what you're going to be able to afford and shop within that budget and understand as a buyer how much it's going to cost you. You're marrying this mortgage. Mm. A mortgage is for 25 years. And you can get out of it. We want to make sure that the process is in place. And that's what I do with the Cary Cardinal mortgage is I tailor that mortgage to you. How long are we going to live here? What is important? Are we going to need to do lump sums? Could there be a possibility of a sale or a move or what is it? I sit down with every one of my borrowers and we talk about these things because this is a huge commitment. This is a life changer and a big deal when you're buying a house.
And it can be, and it is incredibly rewarding for people to
awesome.
Have that home and say, yes, this is mine and this is where I am. And but as you say, you know, it's a 25, 30-year process in some
cases.
It's
a long time.
And all the time, too. I know a lot of times in spring, too, you get a lot of renewals that come up.
Tons.
You know, a lot of people have bought kind of in spring, early summer, and they get the little letter in the mail, and they go, that's better than what they gave me last time.
I got one of those here, actually,
but.
That somebody brought in.
But!
Speaking of, Dave, the mortgage renewal season is here. First things first, when you get your mortgage renewal in the mail, the bank is going to try to get you to sign before you can shop around at a rate that's favorable for them. It's going to look okay because the rates are low, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to go, ooh, that's a pretty good rate. They're not giving you the best rate out of the gate. And at the end of the day, what does that mean? That means more payments and that means longer periods of time to pay off that house. We all buy a house to eventually one day pay that mortgage off. So caution you on that. I want to help you if you have a mortgage, you're looking at possibly rolling some debt in. This is the time. This is the window that if you're up for renewal, let's refinance if you need to refinance. People say, well, I'm not sure if I need to refinance, Cary. If you're paying more than 3% on other debt, you should consider looking at a refinance if you're not going to be paying off that debt. If you're rolling around on a home equity line of credit and you're spinning your wheels, and I know I'm talking to the hearts of so many people because I've been paying so many of these off, and really, congratulations. If you're tired of just maintaining interest and spinning your wheels going nowhere, I still have that mortgage refinance package with no fees.
Hmm.
It's a huge savings. It's an over $1,000 package that you're going to save. And that's just in the fees. What you're saving, Dave, are headaches and late nights and figuring out payments and, you know, a whole whack of things. Again, my services are free.
I was going to say, because you talk about, you know, saving $1,000 in fees. These are not fees to you.
No. These are fees for legal and appraisal fees. When you go in and you rewrite your mortgage, we have to go in and change the land titles and the registration. So there's some costs involved. A Cary Cardinal mortgage is always free. There are no fees with my mortgage services. I get paid by the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I attract the business for them. And at the end of the day, they pay me for that business. And you owe it to yourself to save, you know, all that money. Contact me. I do an online application. It's so slick. It's so simple to get the ball rolling. And then we can set up a package tailored right to you when you're paying too much interest in other debts.
First stop is the website, carycardinal.com. That should be the first place you go to. All the contact info, get yourself started. Cary, we've got lots more to talk about. We're going to pick it up in just a minute, all right?
Sounds good.
Back with more of The Mortgage Show with Cary Cardinal. Again, the website, carycardinal.com.